That's a good question. Well, the reflector actually came from IRLP. Not all steroids really not a reflector, but an IRLP back in the days, 20-some years ago, we had 9050, and that was called the East Coast, or that was a reflector. So we named it the East Coast Reflector. I guess that's the best explanation that that I can have. Before that, we had the Interlink system, which was my RF system in Western New York since basically 1969, 1970. Was the Interlink system. Of course, that was all RF link. There was no internet base back at that time, no Echolink, no IRLP, no All-Star, no way to link via the internet. The internet hadn't even, of course, been thought of. So I don't know, Roger. I guess it just evolved from the 9050, which was the 9050 reflector.
Thank you, Dick, for that explanation. And Paradise Beach waits only second to the 7-mile-long, beautiful Fort Lauderdale Beach. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo, return to net.
You got to give her credit. She was pretty quick coming up with that, Roger. I guess I have to think about that. They've been after me to... write up some things, how, I know we've talked about it, and asking Elmer, being Elmer, and some in town hall meetings, I've asked how the East Coast Reflector came to be. And they've been after me for years. I need to write it up, how we really got started, and how we got from 1969, 1970 to 2026. It's been a long, good ride, but... a lot in between there, and I need to get it written up, and so maybe I'll do some thinking about that, and maybe I could come up with a better answer for you. But for right now, it's the best I can do. Thanks, Roger. Who else has got a question tonight? Amateur radio related question. Call sign Choice. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.